It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Allison Preston. She's the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. We've got a luncheon that's coming up, all kinds of fun activities that are coming up with the Chamber. So it was time to get her in here and get to the bottom of it all. Allison, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So first and foremost, I guess right off the top of the hat, it's the luncheon is taking place next Thursday, correct? October 15th?
It is, yes. We're having this luncheon at the... It's the AOG building, but it's the SEU-ALG. They just finished their workspace there, so that's kind of one of the reasons that we're doing it there. We will, at the end of it, be doing their ribbon cutting and a tour of the facility for anyone that wants to come, even if you don't RSVP for the lunch. But the luncheon's going to be really fun this month. We've got city and county highlights. So the commissioners, mayors, things like that will be there. But in addition to that, we actually have Congressman Curtis coming to speak at it. So it's going to be pretty awesome.
It'll be a fun luncheon. Now, if somebody wants to RSVP, you said you've got a few slots left, right?
Yes, we have about 7 spots still open. You do have to RSVP by Monday, though. End of Monday.
Okay, so who do they need to call?
Just call me at the Carbon County office. It's 637-2788.
All right. So you've got that coming up. And then right around the corner, once more, is the COVID Cup.
Yes. We are super excited for our first golf tournament for the Chamber. It is going to be October 24th. We have scheduled tee time starting at 10 a.m. We do still have a couple team spots. And then we also have lots of sponsorship and hole opportunities still available. If you're interested or your business is interested, please contact me. You can call me or you can also email me at the Carbon County Chamber.
And, you know, golf tournaments are always a fun time. Everybody gets out and has a good time. Get you a team together and, you know, get into this. This is really your guys' only fundraiser this year, correct?
It is, yes. And I know that it's the open of the hunt, but we also are selling raffle tickets. We've got a ton of great prizes there, too, if you guys want any of those. There's a gun on the raffle tickets. There's a golf bag. There's a cooler. There's a fire pit. There's all sorts of really good raffle prizes if you want to be involved that way, too.
Okay, so can they come by the office to buy raffle tickets?
Yes.
Is that how that'll work?
Absolutely. Or stop any board member. Everyone has tickets.
Okay. And while that was a nice segue, let's talk about your new board of directors.
Yes. So we actually just finished our election process for our 2021 and 2022 term for our new directors. We do have two of them that are re-elects. That is Tim Frame with Cache Valley Bank and Jamil Tapia. And then we're super excited to announce 4 new ones. We've got Jerry Gamber with the SEU-ALG. And we have Lisa Morrison, Flawless Sheeting. Ryan Peterson, who is R&M Billboard, as well as In-N-Out Inspection. And Scotty Draper with ETV News.
So the new... trying to think, when the banquet and everything, the induction banquet, when will that be coming up?
So the installation banquet won't be until January.
Okay.
But speaking of banquets, the first responders banquet is the 1st of December.
Look at that. See, now let's talk about that for a minute, because this is a really important banquet.
Absolutely, yes. So we are, it's in the early processes of being scheduled, though we are looking for sponsorships at this time. There are 3 sponsorship levels if anyone wants to help sponsor. There's a 100, a 300, and a 500. This is an event for all local first responders plus 1 guest that we put on that is completely free for them. It's a dinner, it's entertainment, there's awards. It's kind of a really awesome event.
It's just a great way to say thank you.
Absolutely.
To all the first responders. So
yes.
let's do a recap. Now, coming up next Thursday, you've got the luncheon, correct?
Yes.
RSVP by?
Monday.
And what's the number for that?
637-2788.
Okay. And then coming up on the 24th, you've got the COVID Cup. Now, if you're interested in putting a team in there, do they call you or do they call the country club?
They call me.
Okay.
Yep.
So that same number, give them a call. They'll get you lined out and get your team signed up. Plus, you've got plenty of other business and whole sponsorships and things like that.
Yes,
for that as
lots
well.
Of fun things.
Okay, and then we've got the new members, the new board members. Let's all welcome them in and get ready to go back to work again, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then finally, we're going to wrap up. The 1st of December, you were saying, is going to be that first responders banquet. You'll have more information as it becomes available.
Yes,
right?
Of course.
All right. You're a busy lady.
We like that. Why we?
It's always good to get Allison in here for, you know, a couple of minutes just to have her talk. So we're going to let you get back at it. Allison Preston, the Executive Director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for coming in today. We really really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.